the last half of our time together. The important thing is to practice, not to wait for a seminar like this in a year's time and wonder why you haven't grown. It's to apply, use, experiment, get in there and do what you do, and try and work on, a good place to practice is on your family. work on them, stir them up, minister to them. They're the hardest, but if you can get it right with them, you'll get it right with anybody. Amen. So what I felt was for us to just share prophetically amongst ourselves. So I'm going to ask you to break up into threes. The reason I'm doing threes is so that you can get around the threes quickly. If the group is too big, those that are shy hold back and they don't get a chance to minister. They, the shy ones, we want to get to you as well today, so that we can get you ministering freely. And so good, sorry? No, yeah. We want to help you especially. Yeah, I heard him speak up last year sometime. But we're going to get him moving now. And, to remember that we hear, we are hearing from God. Don't be shy to recognize the first thought that comes into your spirit, man. That's generally God. Don't reason the thought out of your mind. This isn't God. No, if it carries the heartbeat of God of love, grace, building, edifying, stirring, then this is God working in your life to encourage and to build. And the best way to hear is when we're hearing for someone else. It's easier to hear for yourself than it is for someone else. But, learn to trust the voice of God to you as well. That's why writing down what you hear is one of the keys. So when you go away, you should start a journal today and write down the words that you hear from the Lord. Pray them back to the Lord. And when something significant happens in your life, underline it, look at what God is saying to you on that day, what He's revealing to you, so that you value the voice of God to your life. If you value it, God will continue to speak back to you on an ongoing basis. Amen. And that's what you want. You want your relationship with God to be real, but also fruitful. Amen. And He'll give you directions for your business, for your church, for your life, for the ministry call over you. God is interested in that part of your life. So He wants to speak to you about that. Amen. So right now what we're going to do is you practice with one another. So if there's three in the group, we minister to one another. One person sort of takes the ministry from two of you. Then you switch to the next person and so on. Go around your group of three so that you all have an opportunity to speak and an opportunity to receive. Amen. So you should receive two prophetic words, and you should be giving two prophetic words. Amen. All right. So if you, with your husband and your wife, please try and split up so that you can say to your wife, I've got a good word from somebody else. I'll get you into trouble quickly. So find someone to, but go into groups of three if you would, please. Amen. Any edification, exhortation, and comfort. And if you don't have a word, just bless the person.
Okay, folks, I hope you found that a good exercise. We did in our group anyway. I think it's tomorrow when you go to church, if you do get a word for somebody, I encourage you to speak it out, because quite often we say, oh, it's just me. Well, of course it's just you. Who else would it be, Speak the word out, all right? Now, it doesn't matter how strange it might seem. I remember years ago in a house group meeting, a guy had a vision of an iced cake. What does that mean? It didn't mean anything to anybody until the following week when somebody said, yes, it meant, I won't tell you what it meant to them, but it was a bolt out the blue for them. That was God just giving us something that was totally off the wall, really, but it was for that particular person. So I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Some of you might see some of you at Stratford tonight. The numbers keep going up. I hope we've got enough hot dogs there. And we're back here tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. If any of you want to come out, Ben will be preaching and ministering again tomorrow. Okay, so thanks for coming. I'll just close with prayer. If you could stack the red seats into heaps of seven, that would be helpful, because there's another group comes in at 10 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, sorry. Okay, thanks for coming. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Spread the word. God is good. All the time. Good. Okay. Heavenly Father, we bless you and thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that we've had with you and the fellowship with each other. And we pray, Lord, that we may be brave to speak out the words that you put into our hearts and our minds. That they may not be for us, Lord, they may be for somebody else. Give us the courage to speak them out. If they're not from you, they'll fall to the ground. If they are from you, they will accomplish what you send them to do. Lord, we thank you for our time together today. Just continue to be with us and guide us, Lord. We thank you for Lynn as you continue blessing upon his ministry, Lord. And thank you for the encouragement that he's been to each one of us today. And we go in your name, and that your name may be glorified. And we offer our prayers to you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, folks.
The seminar split into groups of three for 25 minutes, where a number of people brought a number of encouraging prophecies for the others.